country.
Okay.
I actually have a career in singing. If I ever wanted to do it, just know that I'm that bitch. Come to me. Yeah, like right now my voice is a little groggy.
I can't sing.
But like normally, like I got some pretty good pipes.
If I can sing, I would have dropped out of high school.
To be honest, the only song that I lip sync the shit out of so well and like and it requires extra breathing is Jennifer Hudson's "And I'm Telling You I'm Not Going." Because you heard I lost my voice three times that song.
You tried?
Yeah. I did a karaoke thing too.
Oh yeah. In your wig video.
Oh yeah, my wig video, yeah. And I gift that wig too. Yes, like so, I have it. Yeah. So I have it right as like, oh, one of my favorite videos ever.
What's up?
First of all, I'm the only one who can pull off blonde hair. Hey everybody, what's good? Welcome to Pal Talk, Real Talk. This is Henny and Emily.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Henny.
You're making me blush.
Oh my god, I just want to say hi.
Hi, Emily.
How are you though?
You know, honestly, I'm doing very well. Like I said, start of the year, I haven't been fucking up. My crush got married, but nothing new. I mean, I'm pretty heartbroken because, you know, my life is like that. Of course, why not? Also, just want to state that 2019 is the year. I'm so heartbroken on my crush. I'm emotional.
Do you want to give his name out?
No, I can't.
He's like some famous singer, right? Or actor.
He's an actor-singer.
He's an actor-turned-singer.
It doesn't matter. Anyway, I tend to always go for... My crushes always have some sort of musical career coming for them. And I'm like, why? Like, I do not want to support your... You're already famous. I can't support your SoundCloud rapping aspiring to be rapper famous. Like I want to support you, but am I really ready to handle all
the mechanics? I can't... One thing I can't is I will never support like an art unless it's Takeoff. That's like the only rapper that I'm willing to be like, because he's a very private man and I like that. But if I'm choosing anything, is to be like a ball player's wife.
God, Harry Irving. I don't know if I want to like I'm fully like I want to support them, but also like
I can't support.
I just don't know if musically I'm ready to tell them like. No, baby, listen. Trash. Like, sometimes there are some songs that I know, like, it's trash.
No, also...
But you gotta support your man's... You just gotta be like...
Also, here's the thing. It's very, very rare for, like, rappers or artists to be with the same person they started out with, you know that.
You're sticking with me.
Women are more likely to stay with their partners regardless of, like, how high their career go. But it's, like, as soon as, you know, a rapper or whatever hits... They just is like, oh, what girlfriend? I got so much woman now. I understand if they're young. Like, I get it. Like, to be in your early 20s or 18 or 19, that's understandable. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know.
I don't know. At my age, though, I'm just, am I really, like, 100%, like.
I'm not supporting a rapper's career.
No, I mean, like, if they're already famous, though. Like, my crush is already famous. Now he wants to pursue a career in music.
Listen, ladies, I'll get you already pre-made, I'm like, man.
He already is pre-made, but yeah. Then he wants to go in a different direction. And I'm just like, ugh. Can't we just stick to one place?
Oh, really?
Like, must we transfer? Like, can't we just dippy-dop and then be like, nah, you know what?
Just make one single films and see how it goes.
Yeah.
And then I'll support you.
Like, I'm like, a lot of my male crushes that I have, like, all of them are pursuing music. And I'm like, can we let that go? Like, you either pick acting or you pick music. Like, you cannot pick both. You're just putting trouble on my heart.
I would rather do acting and I would rather do... Athletes.
Music is a really hard music is just a really like, hard career like to break you, into because not everybody's music is really good. Like a lot of the really big
the
names.
Schedules too.
That too.
The schedules.
And I'm not looking for my man to be a double hoe. Like you're already a hoe the first time for being a hot actor. Now you're going to be a hoe for being a hot actor / musician.
No.
Sabrina Dora, I don't know how you put up with it. Like I don't
but
know how
Idris
you put up with
is
it.
Such, he's an
Idris
older
Idris is a
man.
DJ though too.
Yeah, he's a DJ.
I mean he's got a slight music career.
But a DJ schedule is 10 times different from, like, an artist. Like, I don't think I can – I just don't want my partner to be gone that long. Like, I don't know how people would do long distance and all that, but I can't. Like, I need to feel the presence of somebody I love.
But, yeah, no, like you said, you don't want to take care of somebody from the jump, right?
Absolutely
Unless.
Not. Absolutely not.
Unless.
No.
This is going to be, like, the Amazon situation. Where I take care of my man, 25 years later, he ends up messing around with a married woman, and I get 69.
Who's a close, by the way, she's married to a close
she's
friend.
She's a close friend.
Yeah.
I'm just like, can you imagine the messy? I'm a soap opera fan, so this would be like messy, the kind of stuff I really want from my soap opera, but they're not giving it to me. Juice. Mm. And I like it. Like, I like what I'm hearing. Like, I live for the messy.
I think it's embarrassing in the sense that, like, here's the thing. He's playing himself because he's been married to this
woman. She's so beautiful.
No, not only that.
She's so beautiful, too.
No, he's playing himself in the sense that you've been married to this woman for 25 years, right? And she's a Princeton graduate, too. And she did start Amazon with him. But I think you're playing yourself because at the end, like, all these hoes is going to come for your money. Like, you had somebody who was down for you and somebody who was loyal to you and who knew exactly who you were and loved you for who you are. And congratulations, you're a man with billions of dollars. The hoes is going to come for you.
Exactly. He really
thinks you're going to find some loyal person. Come
but
on.
But here's the thing. They never signed a prenup. So
thank God.
So here we are at the situation where she's $69 billion rich and puts him up at that from the highest of the high. Like, I think he was like the highest because he was like 139 or something.
Yeah.
And brings him down as his equal, like as her equal.
She's $69 billion. They split in half an hour because she started that company with
him. I'm taking everything. You cheat on me with my friend, I'm taking everything.
Did you hear how?
And a stake in the company too, because I'm that bitch.
I own it.
I'm taking a stake in that company if I helped with it.
One thing I do admire is the fact that he knows he messed up and he does. He's doing the right thing. I give him props for that. Because he's like,
I'm not sure what he's doing.
No, I mean the money.
Didn't they get married in California? It's state laws. You get half the money.
Oh, it's regardless? It's
whenever you get married, there's certain laws that you follow. Well, you get, if there's no prenup, woman always gets half. That's why
she deserved it, though.
She really does. 25 years, I had your babies, I did all that, and then you cheat on me with my friend who, let's be
honest, I heard the girl
doesn't look as attractive as me.
Not as smart either.
Not as smart either, because she also fumbled the bag. They're just going to have to fumble it together.
Now he's just going to, like, date typical, like, rich old dudes, date, like, a bunch of young girls, and, like, you're going to spend your entire life just dating young girls and switching out?
Probably.
That's just lame.
Probably.
That's so lame in my eyes. All right. It is. It's really lame. If somebody loves you and they're loyal to you, like, don't ruin that. Because at the end of the day, you're not going to find, especially if you were married for 25 years, you're not going to find anybody as great as that.
They always
can. You probably can, but I just think karma.
And they always, you know, it's true. You never really do find someone as great as that, especially if you've been with the other for such a long time. You're never going to find someone.
They know you.
It's really rare for you to find.
He's just going to switch out person. Young, I mean, like, girls.
Step up. He is. And I hate that vibe either. I really hope he's not like that. I hope he sticks with his 40-year-old middle-aged women. Because
I mean, you never know what he was doing on the low, too, so. I'm just saying.
Speaking of short-term memory losses, men and relationships, men do give me short-term memory.
That's facts.
Period.
Period. If it's not my husband, I don't know nobody.
Point blank in the motherfucking period. It's time to dive into today's topic, the emancipation of minding your business.
Ooh.
It's a snap, snap. But talk about it. Talk about it. I want to hear this.
All right, so this episode came from an IG post. I was on Instagram, and I came across, like, you know, the Explore page, and there was an article that said, Aisha Curry owes her long-lasting marriage to putting her relationship before everything. Dot. Even the kids.
Dot, dot, dot.
Even the kids. And I was like, okay, cool. Like, to me, I was like, oh, okay. I was curious. So I clicked on it, and the guy's caption was like, the foundation of the family is the two of you. I was like, okay. It was a really long caption. I was like, okay, whatever.
So honestly, I bet this is one of those ones where the headline is usually what people are like.
I know. It's a clickbait because I'm so used to clickbaits that I was like, I would rather read the article before. I mean, to me, I was like, I just was like, I don't know. I was curious. It grabbed my attention. Anyways, so I went down to the comment section because I always read the comments. I just like the comment section.
Is this on the Shade Room or did you read the actual article itself?
I did read the article itself because
so this comment is in the article itself.
No, the comment is on this IG post.
Okay.
And then later, after reading this comment section, I was like, okay, I have to see what this is the articles from Bride magazine. So I was like, let me go online and see what they're talking about.
Okay.
But the first comment says, any woman that disagrees is coming from the standpoint of a girlfriend and not a wife. I said, hold up. She said, any woman that disagrees is coming from a standpoint of a girlfriend.
She really secured that shit.
And not a wife.
Know your place.
Sis said, I'm a wifey.
I'm a wifey. If you don't know it, then
you're let me girlfriend. Tell you. And then I was going through the whole, the guy basically, his caption said, the foundation of marriage is the two of you.
Yeah.
And then the article said, here's Ayesha Curry's long lasting marriage, putting her relationship.
How long has Ayesha Curry been with Steph, though?
They've known each other since they were teenagers.
So they've been together for quite a while.
Yeah, like 7 years of marriage.
But if they've known each other for teenagers, then they've definitely
it's probably like 10 years on them.
Probably like 10 or 11 years.
Anyways, so after I read the comment, it says, like, any woman that disagrees is coming from a standpoint of a girlfriend and not a wife. That's the first comment in that whole post.
That's such an aggressive comment. Like, someone had to be really mad. If you don't know
she's
about
mad.
This.
She's pissed.
She's pissed, said, whoever this is.
She said, fuck them kids. She said, my husband, period, comes first.
Period.
I was like, it was such an aggressive comment. I was like, whoa. And then she said, because she said any woman. And I was like, what the heck does any woman got to do with this? I was like, not all women are married and not all men are married. Not all species are married. But I was like, okay, cool. So I went through the whole comment section and it was basically like women bashing other women. It was like wives that were saying, oh, you know what? The only, like, this article has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with girlfriends, right? Mm. It literally has to
it's
do,
just talking about
it's marriage. Yeah, it's just it's talking about marriage and whatever your term of marriage is. But my question was like, it was just, I was so taken back the fact that it was like other women just bashing and saying like, oh, you know what? Yeah, only girlfriend can understand, don't understand none of this. Excuse me.
this is like a hierarchy thing.
It is. It was like, because I was like, taken back by the fact that where did this whole title come from? Like, the whole hierarchy, like, it was just a bunch of wives that were just telling other women, like, hey, this and that and that. And I was like, what the heck is going on? So I was like, let me just do my investigation.
Snoopy Emily?
Emily was just curious because I was really taken back by that comment that said any woman that disagrees. I was like, so you calling out all women in the planet?
So we got a problem.
I literally was like, yo, this is problematic in my eyes. And it's the fact that I just didn't like that it was all these women were just basically bashing other women that had nothing to do with the article or Aisha's marriage in my eyes. It's her marriage advice. So I was like, let me see what the article is about, right? So Aisha basically said, this is what her terms was putting your relationship first. She said, putting ourselves first and making sure that we make time for date nights and for each other. That's been very important, as hard it is, because, you know, her husband is an NBA player.
Baller.
So their schedule is filled.
Different.
She living my life, basically, you know. My NBA champion. Anyways, she said, because when you become a parent, you want to put your child, She said, because when you become a parent, you want to put your kids first. And we do, but we do it second to our relationship. Because ultimately, when your relationship is good, the kids are happy and they're thriving and our family is good. We have to put that into perspective and realize that it's not us being selfish. It's making sure that we set a strong foundation. I was like,
I'm with it.
I like that.
I like what she's saying.
I was like, okay, girl. I was like, okay, that's, I liked it. And then the article also continues about, she talks about Steph and she talks about how communication is very important. How he was like a family-oriented guy before she wanted to marry him because he would come and spend time with her younger brother. So that article overall is a really nice article.
This is sounding like a deep-rooted Somali family. Like,
he came and played with my brother.
Oh, my God. Ali was all about me. He came in here playing video games with my brothers. Like, he really about it.
Yes, definitely. He was in college, and he was coming to play with her younger brothers. And I thought that, I was like, I was a college student. Girl.
You know, in a college guy, coming to play with the younger brothers if they didn't like the girl.
And majority of college students live on campuses, so it's like you don't have time to even see your own
family. To go to your own family.
Yeah.
This man's out here
like,
going.
So I thought that was cute. So she talked about not only it was the fact that their relationship was like the fact that they communicate one another. It wasn't just about the article basically, like, the only time she mentioned the kids was just reminding people that even though you have kids, just to remember to put yourself, spouse and you first. You know, have date nights.
Yeah.
So I was like, this is cute. I was like, that's a cute comment. That's a cute advice. And she also said that it was her and Steph's parents both told them. They both of them gave this advice to make sure that they put themselves first and make sure they take care of each other. Because that's good for your children to see.
I mean, yes. Because I feel like in that situation, I'm 100% with Aisha. Because
yeah.
I was about to call her Alicia. Aisha.
Where?
I'm 100% with her because I feel like if you can't, like, you fall in love, then you get married. I mean, like, different things, but, like, you fall in love, you put a commitment to yourself, to your partner, to be with them, you know, in sickness and health or whatever.
Yeah.
Then you have the kids, and if you focus so much on the kids, then you're leaving your partner behind. Sad. You know,
nobody wants to be forgotten about.
Exactly. And that creates a drift between you and your partner. And so it's important. I understand the need to want to put your kids out there. But in order to have a successful, long-lasting relationship,
you got
to
take care of each other.
You got to take care of each other.
That's all sis will say.
Take care of you. Take care of them. Take care of them kids last.
Forget about the kids.
Fuck them kids.
I fuck them kids. But so my thing was, I was shocked. So when I read the article, I was taken back by the comment section because I was like, this has absolutely nothing to do with the hierarchy of you being a wife or the fact that it's a girlfriend thing. Like, why did you have to bring up the girlfriend thing? And why would so much of those women were just bashing other women for no reason? When you read the article, it ain't got nothing to do with other women at all.
I mean, everyone always put their two cents in, but then there's those people who are like, bitter Bettys.
Yeah.
I call them bitter Bettys, Debbie Downers.
Yeah.
Negative Nellies, you know.
Yep.
All that. And they just feel like they have to assert their opinion in a way that demeans other people. Person.
Yeah.
And I'm not understanding it. And I think you were telling me earlier that it's like a lot of women do this compared to men.
Men, absolutely.
Like, you don't really hear men doing this to other men. Like,
no. Let me tell you about an episode.
I'm expecting
a
nice example here.
I will give you a sweet example. I was watching The Real, and they were talking about how this mom went on Reddit. I think majority of that's not important. Anyways, so this mom was on Reddit, right? And she basically was bashing other moms for dropping their kids off, and they was looking bummy. She's like...
Like busted and disgusted?
Basically, like, parents were just coming to drop their kids off with their PJs. Dropping your kids off is like 5 minutes. If you're not... I've dropped children off before at schools. You have to wait in line but you're waiting in the car.
Yeah, but you watch them go inside.
And you watch them go inside and you drive off. And there's this mom that was talking about, like, how dare you show up? Like, you are a representation of your child. I'm dropping my child off to get their education.
Do they expect... do they expect, like, five... You know, like, do they expect me to put on my best makeup, my nice heels... At 8 a.m. to drop off my kid, like, just be like, oh, yo, if you're not wearing a full beat face with a nice wig and lashes to fucking match, then you're a shitty parent, or you should not be doing that,
like,
or whatever.
Yeah. And what I really liked was the comment. There was a girl said that women are revolutionary at coming up with new ways to tear down other women. And I was like, that is absolutely
That's so stupid.
True.
Do you know how many times, like, you know how many times I've looked busted and disgusted at a Cub Foods? Or like just at a regular grocery store or even my local gas station, they have seen me look so ugly.
Or my coffee shop.
Oh, yeah. What to you, a coffee shop? I don't really care. I'm out here wearing the most disgusting. Like, it's not even like, it's just like, I layer up. I don't have my, I just got out of bed. I don't have my makeup or anything like that. Do you expect me to drop? Like, sometimes I have to drop on my baby brother. Like, I'm in the car, first of all. Who's going to see me?
And you never know what other people's lives are like.
Yeah. Do you expect somebody to just wake up early in the morning? Those are the type, see, to me, anybody who says stuff
money.
Like that
gotta,
are the type of people who, like, when they go to somebody's house and they have a sleepover or whatever and they're kicking at some man's house, then they can't have that man see them without a bare face. Like, you know, after they hook up, they'd be like, oh no, it's 5 a.m. I'm going to set an alarm for myself, beat up my face and lay there so that when he wakes up, he'd be like, oh, you look so good in the morning. That kind of self-esteem issues.
Sis, men don't even like that. I'm keeping it 100.
Honestly, why would you even want to, like, I'm not fucking up my face. Like putting on makeup already. I'm loud, like, when I put on my makeup. You will hear my beauty blender splat on my face.
Yeah. No, I agree. It's like that comment really, like, reminded me of this comment section that how women are always finding other ways. I'm not saying all women, because I'm not that type of woman.
Mm-mm.
I got sisters, like, and I have a mother I love.
Yeah.
You know? So I was never taught in my household, because I have 5 sisters, so I was never taught to hate on women when all I grew up was around. I have brothers, too. But I'm saying majority of my time was spent with my sisters.
Of course.
It's like, to me, it's like, I can't look at another woman and be like, I'm a hater to that. I was beefing, I'm not kidding with you, I was beefing with this boy who I liked to look really good in school, right? And there was this boy who came in and he has some nice bow ties. And I said, oh, he's starting a war.
The bow tie kid.
The bow tie kid. I was like, oh, so you want to look better than me in class.
Why are you always so competitive for no reason?
When it comes to looks.
And why? You know how many times I look in college? You just look disgusting.
I couldn't. I can't. I'm sorry. It's just not. It's not my soul. It's not my soul to look bummy. I can't. But I'm saying.
I make bum look cute, though.
It is. You're always casual bum.
I'm chic bum.
Oh, sorry. Anyways.
But Miss Competition.
But I was competing with the boy, though. Like, I compete with men more than women. I uplift women. I uplift human beings in general. But that boy came in. He was looking cuter than me. And I said, it's war. I was like, this is war. And the rest of the semester, I ate him up. I said, I told you. Because he was really looking. It was adorable.
Oh, my God.
He came in with bow ties. Who comes to college with bow ties? So I said, so
cute.
It was so cute. And he was so cute, too. And I was like, oh, swore, though. I said, I was chilling in the back.
I will not have anybody looking better than me.
I was chilling in the back, and I said, oh, wow. Oh, we doing this.
Oh, so it's like that.
I said, you want to be for me? Kid doesn't even know me. But I was in the back, like, that's odd.
Did he ever learn your name after your whole...
No, I just made sure I looked good every Tuesday and Thursday.
But at the end of the semester...
I just called him Stuart Little. I had no interest in him, because he was adorable. I had no interest in him, but it's
I'm not saying you had a romantic... But someone have to know, like, you're looking bummy in the beginning of the semester. Then you see somebody wearing random bow ties. Then you go, oh, I'm going to step up my game. You're looking at bringing up your A game.
I mean, I'm going
every single class.
All right, fine. I'll tell you a little quick story.
Another quick story within the quick story. I love the dimension.
We were at the library, and because it was a media class I was taking. We're at the library. And I'm not going to lie to you. I sat right next to him. So he knows what's up. Looked him right in the eyes.
Yo.
Listen, hey, how's it going?
I'm the love of your life.
No, I just needed him to know. You ain't looking for shit. You're not the only
one. You're not going to beat me.
I was like, and he had really cute freckles. Because I sat right next to him just to let him know what's up. I'm glad we know each other.
That sounds territorial as shit. I'd be like, what?
It was an open spot. I came in class late and I see a spot open to him and I said, well, well, well. I said, isn't it the man stealing my looks?
This poor boy with the bow tie. All he's just doing is trying to
He was really nice, too. But I'm saying, I wasn't competing with other women. I was competing with men. I was like...
You're competing with a kid with bow tie.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so, yeah.
Women don't need to... Why must we pit bad bitches against each other? Like, we're all bad bitches. Why must we go against each other? Let's uplift each other.
Absolutely.
You know, we should be tearing down these food places that be charging 10 piece nuggets and you get one sauce. That's what we should be coming for.
Absolutely. As a collective terrorists. Society.
I'm dead.
I agree.
That's just...
My throat would be dry. 10 nuggets.
Absolutely.
One barbecue sauce.
Hi. You know, that's like real rationing. You're just really rationing. Like, okay, one dip is all you get. The next one gets two dips. You're lucky.
Just the corners of the barbecue. Focus, honey. Focus.
I'm sorry. I have a very short-term memory.
But as that girl in the comment was saying how women are revolutionary at coming at new ways to tear each other apart, mm-hmm. I was like, that's absolutely true. Because you see it on social media all the time. And you saw it in this comment section on IG. Because I was like, out of all the things, because you could have saw the marriage thing and you could have read the article. And they could have commented. They could have get all those married wives.
But here comes
could have gave comments. Mm-hmm. They could have gave like relationship tips and marriage advices.
Yeah.
Why did the first thing that had to come to your mind was to say that any woman that disagrees is a girlfriend?
Like, sounds like a stubborn woman from the jump. She just sounds like a stubborn woman. Like,
she said any woman that disagrees, period.
Period.
You a girlfriend, sis.
I don't even see the need. There are some people who don't even choose to not be married. Like, they would be like, okay, I'm happy with being a partner. I don't have to be married by some, you know, whatever they do, by some certificate or some paper. I don't want to be like that. I could be a partner. So what justifies you as being a higher person than another person who just simply chose to not
But and also, I'm like, you're a wife. You already chose up, sis. Like, this what are you... What are you, who are you competing for? Like, what attention do you want? You chose up, you got a ring, and you a wifey. What do you want? Like, you don't have to be a pick me and be a wife. It reminds me of
pick a side. You can't be a pick me and a wife.
You can't. I mean, I feel like sometimes wives are pick me's at the same time because they're trying to get their husband's attention.
Yeah, but not in this.
Not in this manner. Because I was just wondering, like, what the heck? It also, it's like women are more, we're really, really more harsh on each other.
We give each other harsh criticism.
We do. Versus men. For example, the future in Sierra and Russell situation.
My favorite story. My favorite story. I'm getting myself more comfortable for this one.
Warm up.
I'm warming myself up, neck cracked, ready to go.
So if you don't know future Sierra and Russell, right? Future is a rapper. Ciara is one of my favorite artists in the whole wide world. I really do like her music a lot.
You know,
like I do. Speechless is one of my favorite songs.
I'm not a really big Ciara fan. I mean, I love Ciara.
Not a lot of people are.
But I'm not a really big Ciara fan. I'm glad I ride for Ashanti the way you ride for Ciara.
At least we support her. The reason why I really liked Ciara was I was a tomboy growing up, and Eve, how you do that? She was the first tomboy in the Rough Riders that I saw, and I was like, whoa, that's so cool to be like boyish, you know? Mm-hmm. And then Ciara with My Goodies, when I saw her, she was more tomboyish too.
She definitely
and
was.
I related as a child, I related to that because I was a tomboy growing up.
I still think Ciara's so always the best song by Ciara. But that's just me. Oh, it's such a great Ciara song.
It is. Anyways, so Ciara and Future used
and
to
Russell,
date.
And now?
They used to date. And then they
were engaged.
Ciara, oh yeah, they were
engaged. And they had the body party. That's how I found out about Future, to be honest.
How you met Future?
Well, I had known about him a little bit, but I never really saw what he looked like. Let's be realistic. I'm not into
rap. I know.
It's not. And then that was back in the time. Like, I was super heavy into Wale at that time. Like, I was in my own little, you know, thing. But yeah, I actually literally saw Future the first time at the body party.
Really?
But
my younger sister used to be obsessed with him. She was praying for their relationship.
You're not that hard to forget. I'll never forget that. The shaking hands in the music video. He's like, my name's C. He's like, don't worry, you're not that hard to forget. I was like,
that was cute.
I see why she got with him.
It was cute. Future's handsome. We're not going to take that.
I'm not denying it. He's a very handsome man.
Yeah. Anyways, so Future and Ciara used to be engaged, and then she got pregnant, and then he cheated. So then she decided to leave, right? And by the way, Future had three other women that
the
was
baby mamas,
yeah. Right? So then they split up. Ciara never went back to him. After he cheated, she never went back to him. So she basically had her child and everything, and then she met Russell Wilson, who plays for the Seattle Seahawks.
Yes!
Yay! I was like, don't mess that up. You know it. But he plays for the Seattle. He's the quarterback, right?
Yeah, he's the quarterback.
Yeah, that's what I thought. So he was the quarterback, and they eventually got married. Henny just told me, which I had no idea. Henny,
hold on. I don't want to spoil this. Everyone already knows about this. Most people already know about this.
But if you know, I'm educating you on
it. But here's what I'm saying.
Okay.
Future is bitter because Ciara got with Russell. And I'm not going
to...
Everybody knows that Russell is the better man.
Like, that's not even a competition.
I think his prime jealousy was saying that, like, she didn't introduce me to Russell before she introduced me to the kids. I saw a video that contradicted elsewise. So she was saying at the Good Morning America, she was saying, oh, I did try to introduce Russell to my baby father.
Multiple times.
But he was not having it. And I'm like, and then at this instance, like, obviously, Ciara's so happy. She's great. The woman suffered. I mean, not suffered. She definitely went through some hard relationships, right?
She had Bow Wow.
Bowsers.
And the Sorry, I'm Sorry was also about
50 Cent. She also had 50 Cent that she was with for a while.
And somebody who played a sport. I know she was with an athlete before. That she made the song Sorry about.
Yeah.
Roderick Hunter is in that music video, by the way.
He's never seen Ugly, and I don't like it.
So, yeah, but so, go on, honey. So she introduced.
She tried to introduce Russ before she even introduced it to her kid. She tried to introduce him to Future. Future wasn't having it. And now Future's saying, Russell basically does everything Ciara wants him to do. And
she does. He said he does everything she says.
Yeah.
Everything she says.
Goals. But it's not even true, first of all.
He's doing what a husband's supposed
to do. And second, like, Future, you have one. You got six baby mothers. Excluding Ciara, you have five. Five. That is still a lot. You just had a baby in 2018. Why are you still talking about Ciara?
And him and Ciara broke up like 2016, I think.
No, they broke up like 2014. They broke up in 2014.
Absolutely right. Because
that baby was born like May. And then they divorced. She ended the engagement with him in the fall that year. She was done.
Oh, no.
She was done. And you know what? Future, you have no right to talk. You didn't even see your baby being born.
Yeah, like, you want to tell them that story, Shay?
That's exactly it. I had literally, when he was talking about all this about Ciara and stuff.
By the way, this is all recent because his album's coming out. So
I came, didn't it already drop though?
Yeah.
It did drop.
It did drop.
Timing tends to work.
That's what I said. I was like, funny.
You can't get yourself in the spotlight just right before an album or a movie drops.
Let me bring up my ex who's married.
Let me bring up my ex, super successful with her husband, happy family. I see her happy. The rest of them aren't, and I'm trying to tear them down. That's kind of what it seems like.
And basically, so he wasn't even there for the birth.
He wasn't even there for the birth.
He chose to do a concert later that night.
That's right. He didn't even have the decency. You know how, like, he didn't even have the decency to cancel when she was in labor. He could have canceled it, go see the birth of his child. Chose not to because he wanted to go make the money. So you have no input whatsoever.
I understand. So Future, check this out. So that's the backstory between them, right? So Sierra is now married to Russell and has a beautiful marriage with him. So this is the thing where men are like, where women are very critical on one another. Like, you do the smallest thing and they're very critical on it. And women are easier to check you for your wrongdoings, right? Mm-hmm. Way easier. Men, on the other hand, Future, like, you could tell that he's very toxic and everything. But men don't check him. They look at Future, like, men tend to look at problems as an individual thing. Like, that's his problem. That has nothing to do with me. That's not me as
the mind your business.
It is the mind your business in a tad bit wrong way. Because at the end of the day, I think that men should hold each other responsible. If Future was acting out like a bitter baby mama in the beginning,
they would have checked.
Men would have been like, yo, bro, let it go. Like, you sound like a hater. Actually, you don't sound like a hater.
You are a hater.
So they didn't check him in the beginning. So Future went on years, by the way, just bashing Sierra, who's married. Like,
he was
bashing her the whole time. And he literally has no accountability from other men to tell him, you need to let this go. Like, why do you constantly? And then, like, with even on, like, if there was Matt Barnes' baby mama, Gloria, every time I see her, other women are like, you deadbeat mom. Like, because she's a troubling mother, I would say that. And Matt Barnes basically, like, got child support from her. Like,
he got full custody.
Full custody of his kids because she's just an unfit parent. And women are always in the comment section talking about how much of an unfit mother she is, you know?
Mind your business.
But you never see with Future, you never see other men checking for him. Like, you don't. Because it's like, oh, collectively as men, they're like, wrong.
I'm going to move around it.
It's like, I know he's wrong. I know he's in the wrongdoing, but it's not my business. And that's the difference. I think that women can take the tip from other men to mind your business when something doesn't have to do with you. And you don't have to be critical on somebody else for no reason. And men can take the tip from women as collectively checking other men. Because other men are going to listen to other men better than they're going to listen to women.
Period.
Because thank you.
You were saying it so well.
The emphasis. If you check, like, it's like if you check one another, then it's like, oh man, if another man checks me, it's like it's a different thing, you know? Like, to me, if a man checks me, I'm like, I'm not gonna care that much. Unless if one of my homegirls or another girl checks me. Then I'm like, dang, she might got a point, you know?
If I checked you.
If you checked me, I would probably take that more like to, oh shoot, I gotta get it together.
Yeah.
But if a guy checked me, or if one of my younger brothers checked me, I was like, ugh. Like,
you're just being real.
I'm just like, whatever. Like, it's not that deep to me. Mm-hmm. And if men online hold, I think like Shannon Sharp is like the only one because somebody asked him if he was going to listen to Future's album. It's the first time I've seen like a public figure man speak out on it.
I didn't hear about this one.
Oh, you didn't hear?
I did not hear about this one. And I follow Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp.
Shannon Sharp is my favorite guy on my Twitter page. Like,
he said, no, somebody asked Shannon Sharp if he's going to listen to the Future's new album, which dropped. And he basically said, no, I'm not going to listen to him until he gets like the F out of his feelings. I was like, oh, speak your truth, Shannon. And he said to leave Russ and CeCe alone.
I feel like he just, it's like
he's
like
the first man public
Future
figure
has
that
bitter bitch syndromes. He has a bitter bitch syndrome and he just can't seem to let it go. And I honestly think it's because deep down he knows that, like, and maybe this is just my observation, like, he fucked up and he's saying, oh, you know what, I like really messed up that relationship. I really love Sierra and I messed that up, and now she stepped up and there's no way she'll go back
just
to me.
Let it
so
go.
I'm here to drag
let
her
it go,
because if I can't be happy, nobody can.
True. And he said that also with his 6 baby mothers, he said the reason why he can't commit to any of them is because the other ones are going to get jealous.
Boy, bye. Take Sierra at that equation. Number one, she is not even remotely jealous. She quoted with a picture that said rise above.
And you. Listen, Russell being a king that he is posted.
Russell is such a king.
No, Russell being a king posted both of baby Future, which is Future and Sierra's son, and his baby, his daughter. Just, and then he said, this is what it's all about, or this all that matters.
He seems like such a humble man.
I was like, a father.
A man that can get it together.
Yeah. So I honestly
love Sierra and Russell so much. Like, you cannot break up.
I pray nothing but, like.
I mean, he really loves her. So I pray nothing but happiness and, you know, long lasting love for them too. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much it.
So now we get into, I would say, with other women, the tip, I think, to rise above and to support one another. If you see a post, like, one way you can really check yourself is if you see a post, like this post talking about Aisha Curry and the marriage, about putting your relationship first, right? If you see a post and the first thing that comes to your mind is another woman, or like you got to bash another woman to get some type of whatever token that you're looking for, mm-hmm. check yourself. Because it's never about the other woman. It's about yourself at the end of the day.
Exactly.
And you won't, like, it's basically like when somebody's insecure about themselves and they put their insecurities on you and you're like, hold up, I'm not you. How you feel about you is how you feel about you. That has nothing to do with me. So as a woman, you have to look at yourself and be like, am I uplifting woman, or am I like, I'm dragging them down?
Yeah.
And what benefits do you gain?
What benefits do you gain from putting them down?
Like, what benefits does anybody gain from putting somebody else down?
The temporary, to be honest, it's like a temporary. Let me tell you, before it's like, I didn't really do anything besides that.
If you're doing it because it's for attention, honestly, sometimes, exactly. In my eyes,
yeah,
it's my for, it's like those girls who, there was a girl on Twitter who was like, she was like a major, it's that girl who's like an engineering, computer science, whatever, and she works for Google.
A lot of them.
She was working for Google and all this type of stuff, and she said, this is what I do on the weekend, this is what I do on my weekends. What is your
Woman Candy Wednesday.
What does she do?
These are those, one of those ones where it's like, I got a house at 21. I paid off my debt.
700.
Credit score 750. What you want? Does it matter? Like, shut your mouth. Mind your business.
I'm like, okay, so you did all those accomplishments.
Just to put another person woman down. It's not even. Just if you're tweeting this, it's just to put another person down.
It is.
I'm like, mind your business. Everybody has a different pace. Like, you can't expect yourself, just because you had bought a house and got a career and all that stuff and have 750 credit score under 23. Good for you, but you ain't no need to put somebody else down. You
exactly.
know what that means? That's only going to lead to, in the future, that
you
karma,
still single?
All that energy.
Real.
Yeah,
let's
there's,
be real.
There's clearly some
you're
sort of
still single, homie,
unhappiness that is stemming where you have to be.
You still
hey,
single.
I'm about to put this bitch down.
Because
I want her to show I'm better than her. And from that, then that's how I'll be able to, I'm more powerful.
Yeah.
But like, I've stemmed this, I have this power about me that you can't reach. But it just seems like you just have a lot of insecurities that you're tweeting. And it's like, all right, go eat your chips, get in your feelings and cry. But you don't need to see to put down another person just because you feel like it has some sort of power because you got a 750 credit score. Boo motherfucking who. You're still in Trump society. So I don't care.
That's like also if you are in a comment section and you see like somebody post and you like, oh, I have
but
to
I'm
like,
here for the messy.
No. I'm talking about the people who are just plain rude and telling somebody like
bullying.
Ugly. Yeah, I saw this girl who was just. I'm not gonna lie. I was taken back by this because I was like, this is so rude. She was like, the girl was talking about how she wears like it was a picture, and then somebody commented saying it was. It felt like somebody who knew her personally in my eyes. She's like, oh, you say you wear size 10 to 12. You don't even look thick in these pictures. I was like, what?
How did she know?
That's exactly what I said too. I was like, huh? That was the weirdest comment I've ever seen.
It's one of those troll accounts, you know, when somebody, you know somebody,
and
they
the
make
girl,
their...
And the girl defended herself. And I said, why do you even have to comment back? I was like, that's just absurd in my eyes. Like, what did you gain from writing that comment to put somebody
I told
else
you,
down?
Temporary satisfaction. And then they're like, all right, I'm going to mind my business. I had to say what I had to
you're
say.
You're like, I have to.
Say that stuff. If you're going to say anything behind the screen, you might as well tell it to my face. Like, if you're real about it, say it to my face.
Sis, you can't.
Make sure you record yourself and send it to me as a comment so I know you're real. Other than that, I'm not here for your troll nonsense. I don't give a shit. I'm minding my own.
That's true.
That's what you should do. Mind your own.
Tell them. Repeat that for me real quick.
Mind your own.
I should slow it down for me real quick.
I whispered that. I meant to slow it down.
Slow it down for me.
Slow down. Mind your own. Mind your own.
Exactly.
Okay. Do you at the end of the day. Don't put nobody else down.
Yeah.
Do you. Mind your own. And be happy.
That's true.
And if you're not, doesn't matter. Do you. Mind your own.
And you're not, here's the thing. You're not competing with other women. Like, you're
honestly,
not
honestly, the only
competing.
Competition you should have is with yourself.
Absolutely.
I think that's the only competition I have. I have my own competition myself. If I look ugly one day, I'm going to look better the next day because I'm fighting myself.
Yeah.
Like, that's it. Only competing. What
do you, here's the thing.
What purpose do I have fighting somebody else.
You will. Here's the thing. If you look at another person and you want to compete, I'm gonna keep it 100 with you. You will always lose.
Yeah, because you're always looking for something. You're always going to be looking for something that's not there. You just
Here's the thing. And what are we teaching? Like, we have to personally, in my eyes, I have two 15-year-old younger cousins. And to me, if I talk to them and I sit down with them and I like bash other women on Instagram or on whatever social media, right? I literally can be like, oh, she's doing this, she's doing that, da da da. What am I teaching them? Like, what am I teaching them? It's okay? Because at the end of the day, if I teach them that it's okay to put other women down, I'm teaching them that it's okay to put each other down, both of them down, mm-hmm. and put themselves down.
Exactly.
If I say, yes, girl, look at her, she's blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Which I always do. And then my cousins learn to support one another, and they learn to support other women.
Yeah.
Step your cookie crumbs up, sis.
Step your cookie crumbs up.
Support one another.
Mm-hmm.
Take care of one another.
Love each other.
And stop with the harsh criticism. You don't need them.
The harsh criticism is just, it's pick me. At that point, it's pick me.
And also, here's the thing.
And I'm so tired of pick me Twitter.
I'm like, tired of pick me men too.
I'm tired of pick me men. I'm tired of pick me Twitter. I'm tired of pick me girls. Like, just stop it.
And it's like, here's the thing. If you're sitting there and you're going to hear, men are not going to be like, if a woman walks in, right? And then you're like, oh, she's ugly. And you're with the guy. He's going to be like, oh, you a hater. Like, men don't sit there and be like, men don't thrive off of you hating on other women.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't do nothing for them. They don't care. Because even if you're a hater and they find her attractive, they still gonna find her attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Carrie Hilson, an artist, once said, she said, don't worry about what I think. Why don't you ask him?
Is that from the Pretty Girl Rock song?
Yes, one of my favorite lines.
All I needed to
like, she said, don't worry about what I think. Why don't you ask him?
I'm so tired.
Because at the end of the day, if you hating on another girl walking in a room, don't worry about what that girl thinks, okay? Why don't you ask him? Because if you hate on her in front of another guy or you say something rude, he's still going to find her attractive. Mm-hmm. Even if he's attracted to her, he's still going to be like, dang, she's beautiful to me. And men don't care. They absolutely, they're like, what do I gain from you hating on another woman?
Exactly.
It doesn't serve no purpose for them whatsoever. So you sitting there looking like a damn fool. That you are.
Like Boo Boo the Fool with your pick me out shit.
You saying, oh my God, look at her. Oh, she's ugly. Or like the fact
I cook, I clean, I do this, I mind my business. No, you don't, because clearly you are tweeting about it and I've had enough.
Yeah, exactly. So you shouldn't, like, that's my thing.
Just mind your business. Like, that's pretty much as clear as what we're saying. Like, stop demeaning each other, stop putting down each other, and men need to take accountability to start.
Men need to, yeah.
Start
men
putting, to, yeah.
To hold your bros
accountable.
Yeah, accountable. If your bro is being disrespectful or he's saying something, or he's a future. Because some of y'all got Future as friends. Because Future, he represents a lot of men out there who don't know how to let go of their exes.
Mm-hmm.
And your boy be like, yo, bro, like, you just hating on her. You know that? It reminds me of that Shiggy video where that's why one of my favorite, he goes, oh, this is her new man. Look at him. Oh, he ain't nothing. And he's going through his, he's literally, and then he starts crying at the end of the video. Is this who she with? Is this who she with? And he's like, this dude's a clown. And then little by little, that video is one of my favorite videos ever.
I have to refresh myself because I know what you're talking about, but I need to refresh
myself. He's just
myself.
Like, he has a laptop and he's going through, this is her new dude, and then clicks on his, and then he just little by little, and then he starts, this is who she chose? Like, I couldn't stop laughing so hard.
They're just going to, honestly, if you keep living in the past, you keep coming back. People, I feel like if you keep coming back at your ex from the past and just like, oh, I can't be happy unless I see them miserable, then you have deep internalized issues that you really need to reflect back on yourself. Yeah. You need to be like, all right, I need to address some problems. Yes. And your homeboys need to be like, bro, like,
grow up. Like, not grow up, but go seek help too.
Yeah.
In a very,
if you can't handle this on your own, have someone help you.
Yes.
Talk to somebody about it. But you can't be a bitter bitch. And we can't keep having the bitter bitchness.
And I think that for guys who are like Future or who has like internal issues, something like that. If you don't have like, check your support system. As a man, it's easier for a woman to check her support system because you're like, okay, if I tell my friend something and she just is coming from a hateful, women aren't afraid to say like, yo, you sound like a hater right now, you know? Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like, women always check their support system. They're like, are my friends good for me right now? Are they, you know? But men don't do that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's really weird that this guy one time said they tell their girlfriends more than they tell their homeboys. And they've known these homeboys since they were kids. And I was like, what? Like, that's your friend since you were a child.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know about such certain situations that's going on with you.
Yeah.
I was like, tell your friends. And if you, as a guy, you're a human being. Do not forget you're a person with emotions.
Exactly.
Like, don't out here think that you're like, oh, you know, I'm a man, I have to be a certain type. No, you don't.
No.
A manhood is a definition of what you want to be as a man. And you need, if you are trying to be better, surround yourself with guys that are supportive to you, because what's the whole point of having friends if you limit yourself on talking about the issues that you're dealing with? That's not a friend in my eye. If I can't tell you what's personally going on with my life, then I don't consider you a friend, because I want to tell my friends. Because your friends, the more you talk about it, the more it helps you out. Like, being bottled up with it, it's not good for you. And I think as a man, you should really check your support system. And if you tell one of your friends you're going through something, and he just like, I don't know, bro, like, this isn't what I just, then just let him know, bro, I'll be going through, I'm a human being. I got things that I want to talk to you about. And if you can't be my friend about it, then it is what it is.
Because
it's like, you need to, as men, check your support system. Because you're a human being. You have emotions. You're allowed to be who you want to be. And if you define your own definition of manhood, don't let society define that for you.
Period. I'm not even, I was going to add something. I don't even need to add something, because I thought that was perfect.
Thank you.
Period. That's a wrap. Yeah. There we go with that one. Period.
Yeah. And yeah. And also, women, be kind to one another. You know, don't be critical on, just let's be kinder to one another, because look, there's always going
to
be,
it's a rough world out here for women. Yeah. And we need to support each other. We need to stop putting each other down. We need to stop with this pick me shit. And we need to just honestly just uplift each other instead of demeaning each other. Yeah. If you see, and then if you have any sort of criticism, try to say it in the most like non-harsh way without trying to upset somebody's feelings intentionally. That's just basically what I'm going about it. You got something to say, you could say it, but you ain't got to say it in the way it was going to hurt somebody or you're coming at them. And future, please get a vasectomy. Like, I ain't asking for much, but six baby mamas, six kids, six baby mamas. I don't know who's worse, him or Fetty Wap. Like, I can't.
Oh my God.
Fetty Wap baby mama drama, though, is another different.
No, topic. Fetty Wap, it seems more childish than Future.
Future
got money.
Fetty Wap got money.
Not future money.
I'm not denying that. But Fetty's got some money. I don't see.
There's the same level in my eyes.
I don't. His baby moms.
But Future
get more fights than Future's baby moms. Because I don't think Future's baby moms are fighting anybody.
No, Future's baby moms, they're all grown women. Because Future's in his 30s.
Moms, yeah. Fetty's baby moms, though, they're children.
And also, I think that I want someday, in my dreams, I want to get to a point where people can talk about marriage and kids for women, that it's like, ugh, like, you know what I mean? That it's so easy, that it's not like such a hierarchy thing, and it's not treated like, if somebody goes, oh, I'm in school, and you're like, oh, congratulations, you're in school, and you just go about your day about it. I hope we can become
congratulations, you're married.
Yeah, it's like, congratulations, oh, yeah, that's great. Like, that it doesn't,
you're not a wife, Emily. You don't know what it's like.
You know what? I'm like, oh, I'm just, I will be a wife, and I'll tell other women.
You have no idea what it's like to be a wife. I'm a wife.
I know.
I'm a housewife.
I'm a girlfriend. Always will be.
You're B2K girlfriend. I'm a real husband.
You're a real husband, Helena. No, you know what I am? Always the bridesmaid, not the bride. It's the girlfriend line. Yeah, boo-hoo.
Boo-hoo.
I want it to be so casual that, like, marriage, you could just talk about it, and being a wife, you could talk, and having kids is such a casual, it's a part of life. I think that things that, like, marriage is a two people thing, and I want it to also be a responsibility on men too, you know? It's like, you don't have to, other women don't have to be like, oh my God, you're not married, you're not, whatever it is, always remember when things that we get to share in life with each other as, like, men and women, things that we both share in life, which are children, life, death, birth, all that type of stuff, those are shared experiences. It's not one gender's responsibility.
Like, this is the real. You don't got to bring no negativity in here.
Yeah.
I like the energy we're spitting out. It's like it.
It is. It's a shared experience, and we should treat it as one.
Do you have anything else to add?
Let's see. I do have, do you want to finish the rest of Carrie Hilson's lyrics for me? Get yourself together. Don't hate.
Oh my
Jealousy
God.
Is the ugliest trait. Don't ever do it.
Get yourself together. Don't hate.
Go on.
Jealousy is the ugliest trait.
Don't ever do it.
I can talk about it because I know that I'm pretty. And if you don't, ladies, stay with me. All eyes on me when I walk in. No question that this girl's a 10. Don't hate me because I'm beautiful. Don't hate me
because I'm beautiful. Remember, ladies and gents, Carrie said, ladies, sing it with me. So support one another, ladies.
Sing it to me now.
Lady of the
hour.
Say that again for me. Slow it down.
I'm ready to spit the lady of the hour.
So, honey, who's your lady of hour?
Oh, my God. I have to go first?
Oh, I'll go first if you want me to.
I mean, I'm cool with going first.
No, I want to go first.
All right, go.
No, you go first.
Bitch. All right.
No, hold on. Let me go
first. Oh, my God. I've had it.
All right, I'm done. Henry will go first. Who's your lady of the hour?
My lady of the hour.
Care about the money.
All I really care about the money. All right, my lady of the hour is... Dun, 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 dun. You can't fuck with me if you wanted to. These expensive...
You really... I messed up. I'm
one
sorry.
Of these days, Emily, you will know the lyrics before the song. Times will be different at that time. My lady of the hour is Miss Cardi B, Miss Belcarice B. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know. I thought I was doing something until I realized, oh shit, people have last names.
I think it's like, it starts with an A.
Belcarice.
Belcarice. I feel like it starts with
Belcarice. I know her sister's name is Hennessy Carolina. Carolina. That's her sister's name.
All right. So tell us why Cardi B is your lady of the hour.
Miss Cardi B is my lady of the hour. First of all, 2018, she's had a phenomenal year. Phenomenal.
Pause, I am right. Belcarice Almanzar.
Almanzar.
It's A-L-A. It's A, I was right.
Miss Belcarice, Miss Cardi B.
Love you, Cardi.
I like it. Miss Cardi B is my lady of the hour. First of all, like I said, she's had a great, great year.
Ugh.
Last year.
Phenomenal.
I mean, there was no way you could beat Cardi B's come up. Like,
sorry,
it was,
Nicki.
Sorry, Nicki.
Sorry, I love Nicki so much, but I was like,
sis, I like Nicki Minaj's album.
Exactly. Cardi she could have supported. She could have supported Cardi. Think about oh my God, I always think about this. Think about if, what do you call, Nicki hopped on Bodak, you know?
It's not even.
I would have loved it so much. Or the fact that they even shared a song together. They
could have been on Good Form together.
No, it's all Nicki's fault, you know?
Nicki's a bitter bitch, too.
I know, she
was.
She
can't see it. She's also one of those women who stop other women's bags.
Yeah, oh, multiple times.
Nicki stopped so many people's bags. But I still, low-key, still love her.
I still like her, too. Support other women, though.
Support other women.
Go
but
on, honey.
Cardi. Nicki got in my head. Cardi, she's had a great year. Like I said, Baby Was Born, Culture. Amazing album. Her first album was a banger. All the songs were a hit. Then, like, she had that twerk video with the City Girls. Banger. I liked the music video. I actually really liked the music video. I thought it was pretty cool.
Gave me
all those girls were shaking asses that I can't even imagine having.
They got flued out.
They got flued out on a yacht. Ooh. And they're out here shaking their ass left and right. And I loved it. Second, the other day, I was on Twitter. And this girl, Tammy.
Lasagna? First of all, don't Cardi say her
B,
name right.
Cardi B posted up an Instagram post where she was talking about, like, the Trump situation and stuff. And everybody's like, yo, Cardi's with the shits. I love it. Okay.
But Cardi, people forget Cardi that Cardi's always
she's always been with
talking
the
about politics.
Yeah, she's always been about that. But it was really nice for her to say, like, I'm scared, yo.
Yeah.
Like, I'm really scared. And then Tommy Lasagna comes up and says what she wanted to say. She was like, oh, Cardi B's out here endorsing the Democrats. My girl, Cardi B, I said, don't talk to me. Leave me alone. I will dog walk you. And I can't even remember. I don't think I've ever heard anyone say dog walk you. And I was like, oh, shit. I would pay good money. And I mean it. Good money. Front row seats. Good money to see a fight between Cardi B and Tommy Lasagna.
That's not even a fight.
She would get her shit rocked. And I would love laughing and seeing every minute of it. Because I don't like that stringy spaghetti ass bitch.
I don't like her either.
And I'm so glad Cardi B.
What a pick me. She's a Republican pick me.
She's a Republican pick me. And we're.
I'm not.
I can't even support that. Like, I don't like you, Tommy Lasagna. I don't even know your real name, to be honest. And Cardi B, yes, you.
Yeah. She said, leave me alone. I will dog walk you.
Leave me alone. I will dog walk you.
I like what she said also.
Tommy Lauren says, I'm sure you would. Still doesn't make your political rambling any less moronic. Cardi B responds, you're so blinded with racism that you don't even realize the decisions the president you root for is destroying the country you claim to love so much.
Mm.
You are a perfect example on no matter how educated or smart you think you are still a sheep.
Tell him that was so beautiful.
He said, Next post. And then she's just coming to everybody else. She's like, I'm paying about $4 million in taxes this year. So most likely I'm paying for your insurance. That's if your favorite president isn't taxing my money for his wall, Mr. White Bread.
I love that because the guy in Twitter
calls
himself.
I will dog walk you. I want to pin it Pin it on right here in this office and just say, leave me alone, I'm a dog walk you. Anytime somebody does me something wrong, leave me alone, bitch, I'm a dog walk you.
He's like, I'm a dog walk you. And like, a lot of women are, it was the Women's March also.
All right, I'm with the shits, Cardi B. You are my lady of the hour. I support you no matter what. Bickenhead should have been your lead, but I'm going to let it go.
Careful with me.
Careful with me. Who's your lady of the hour?
My lady of the hour. Michelle Obama. Yeah, I'm really happy. Michelle Obama is my lady of the hour because it was recently her birthday, and she's one of my favorite people in the whole wide world, and I just adore Michelle, and I think she's a class act. The muscles gain, sis. She was, you know, unlike Trump, you know, she was making sure that the White House, it was healthy up in there. Mm-hmm. And do you know how much stuff they did for kids? I remember every single year.
They used to do the egg hunting, vegetable thing.
So cute.
Gardening. She was all about the exercise. Michelle Obama cared for the kids.
Yes.
Can't say the same about this one.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
McDonald's. At the end of the day, they should have never accepted that invitation. That's on them. They got played in my eyes. But anyways, Michelle Obama. I want to say that I adore her, and I think that she is incredibly a good person and a good role model for all women to look up to. And what it feels, I feel like she embodies greatness. If I could choose like a really great woman, it would be Michelle.
Of course.
Educated. I love Michelle. Smart.
Sexy.
Witty. Beautiful.
She's absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful from head to toe. And that tells you that she's a beautiful person on the inside and the outside. And that shows a lot more.
Her and Obama's love is so deep. I love it.
I really like a Barack. You're a Barack.
But you're a Russell.
But I gotta be a Michelle first.
Give it some time. It'll happen.
With age. I can't. You guys, I really think about it a lot. I cannot wait to be grown. Like, I want people to look at me and be like, that's a grown woman.
They don't say that about you now? You're in your mid-20s.
Bro, whatever.
No one says Emily is a grown woman. They all say, look at Emily with the man-child body.
And you were talking about supporting women, and you're just being a hater right now. I don't have a man-child body, okay? I'm 5'2", okay? That's all it is, y'all. But I know, I don't know. I'm talking about, like, when I'm talking grown women, I'm talking about, like, her career is popping. Like, I don't know. I just,
your 20s are your time where you're really getting to.
All I'm saying is I just want men to look and women to look and be like, damn, that's a grown woman.
I pray for that to happen.
It's going to happen because I'm 24. So I said to myself, at the age of 24, I declared it when I turned 24. I said, I'm a grown woman. So and grown woman means hustling for your money, taking care of what needs to be taken care of, loving and supporting one another, and taking care of your family. Make sure that you all know about what's going on with the world, each other. Take care of one another. Love each other. The world is, you know, people are better off happy, because when people are happy, they leave you alone. So I wish nothing but happiness and pure love and everything good on y'all.
I'm literally wet with inspiration.
Henny. That's how we go end the show.
And that's how we end the show. All right. Thanks, guys, listening for Pal Talk Real Talk. It was very nice.
We are your host, Henny and Emily.
We're going to come up with a really good I said.
Love you for
take
now.
Take care of your muscle health. Take care of yourself. Do good and stop putting each other down. All right. That's good. See you next time.